shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Jerry Cope. We're going to be talking about the Gulf oil spill, but before we do that, you go up on the Internet and you think that you can pull down really important issues. You'll find something there, and yet if you go up and look on the Internet about the coming war with Iran, it's just totally blacked out. I mean, no mention at all of the fact that we have three or four carrier groups over there waiting for the war. No mention or very little mention of the fact that Israeli fighter bombers are actually stationed in Saudi Arabia waiting for the war. It's almost as if somebody is censoring the Internet because they don't want the American people to realize that our leaders are intent upon taking us into a terrible, terrible, bloody war. The only person who's even mentioned this was Fidel Castro a few weeks ago in his private interview, and then in the speech he gave talking about the dangers of a nuclear war over in the Middle East, because, of course, Pakistan does have nuclear weapons, and I suspect that certainly Iran may have a couple of older ones. We know back in the 1990s they had a couple of small ones that they'd purchased, not devastating like modern ones, but they certainly could do an awful lot of harm, especially to one of our carriers. But this is all being blacked out. It's just like everything was done immediately before the September 11th attack in 2001 to keep the American people from knowing that the attack was coming. And then immediately after the attack, why the people rallied behind the government. Well, we are being manipulated. Our minds are molded. Our tastes are formed. Our ideas suggested largely by people we've never heard of. Those are the words of Edward Bernays in 1928 in his book on propaganda, but they're so true even today. And, of course, we have been manipulated about what happened in the Gulf as far as the Gulf oil spill, the real reason why this thing wasn't taken care of. If they could put a cap on the right on the pipe, why didn't they do it immediately? Why did they wait 100 days? And what happened to all that oil? We saw all the oil day after day after day after day on television. We saw the oil gushing up, and now we're told, oh, the oil has all disappeared. How could that have happened? Shucks, we have no idea what's going on. And, well, Jerry's got some very strong opinions on this. He's been down there. He looked into this, and believe me, everything has been done to alter our opinion and attitude towards what's really going on. Jerry, thanks very much for being with us. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, how it was that you went down to the Gulf, and what you found when you were there.
Okay, you have to kind of bear with me here, because I was down there for 3 weeks and exposed to the pneumatitis, and actually have to go over to Denver today to the respiratory center and start to have some tests done. But
a lot of people down there did have real problems with this correction.
There's a lot of sick people on the coast. It's not a good situation. And of course, it's unfortunate because it's not being covered or acknowledged in mainstream media. And you know, it's this pretty picture of everything's normal. But excuse me, the way I came to be down there is a friend of mine, Charles Hambleton, who produced The Cove last year and won the Oscar for that. He and I had both been getting a lot of phone calls from friends all across the country and down on the coast for several weeks. Now, this is going back to late June and early July, that there was a tremendous operation in place, BP being assisted by several federal agencies, Department of Homeland Security, the Coast Guard principally, to cover up the loss of animal life and marine life down on the coast, which was occurring in large numbers. And I'd heard that there was an unusual pod of sperm whales that was resident in the Mississippi Canyon 252 area, and those sperm whales had disappeared. And I talked to Hal Whitehead, who has spent the better part of his career studying sperm whales. And unfortunately, they hadn't had any transponders down in the Gulf since 06, so they had no way to track these animals at this point. But it was pretty clear there was something strange going on, and then we started getting some pictures. So finally, we decided that we should go down there and see if we couldn't find out what's going on. So Charles and I headed down there, and we spent the next several weeks in the New Orleans area, and then principally over in Alabama at Gulf Shores Orange Beach, which kind of was ground zero for all this, both in terms of the effects of people on shore from the oil and dispersant, and also in these more or less black operations that were being run at night. And of course,
now, what do you mean by black operations being run at night?
Well, you know, most people knew that there was a lot of turmoil because media was being denied access to the beaches. There were no fly zones, large portions of the Gulf, especially barrier islands and close to shore, that they weren't letting anyone fly over. They weren't letting journalists do their story, and you know, it's pretty clear when they do that, it's because there's something they don't want you to see. So we got down there and started talking to fishermen, and we put together the story of what actually happened. And you had two large events. There was one after the blowout, just shortly thereafter. There was tremendous amount of dead marine life out in the area around the canyon, the 252 site, the source as it's called, where deep water was. And fishermen that were out there at the time reported seeing dead whales, dolphins, anything you can imagine as far as the eye could see. Well, all of those disappeared. And then as the dispersant oil mixture started moving into shore, the first wave at the end of June, on the leading edge of that was a tremendous number of whales, sharks, dolphins, rays, all of fish, everything was running ahead of that toward shore trying to escape this toxic mixture. And then all of a sudden, all of that disappeared. So it was pretty clear something was going on. And what was happening is, and we talked to some of the people that were involved, and it was a very, very tightly run operation. No cell phones, no cameras, no electronic equipment was allowed.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Jerry Cope here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Hello? 11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. King Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Jerry Cope, and he, of course, went down to find out what was really going on. Now, why would they, the people in charge down there, not want people with cell phones or taking pictures, or what were they covering up? And we've heard all these stories. Obviously, something was going on. We're transparent. We want to work with the people. But, of course, certainly the Coast Guard was working right in hand with British Petroleum, and they were concealing something. What were they concealing? Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, they were concealing the staggering loss of life that was a result of this blowout and the use of these highly toxic dispersants, corrects at 9527 and 9500. And there, you know, there's two obvious reasons why they would go to such great lengths to do this. Number one, there's a strong financial incentive for BP, because every death that occurred as a result of this spill has a price tag attached to it, whether it's animal, human, irregardless, and it adds up to a tremendous amount of money. So it's to their advantage to see all these things disappear and not be cataloged, autopsied, or any data collected. And then, the images of marine life and birds, and particularly large mammals like whales and dolphins, these are not something that they want the public to see. And, this is pretty consistent with how they've operated in the past with Exxon Valdez. But in this case, it was on a much larger scale and with a lot more cooperation from the federal government on every level.
Well, now, basically, of course, we've been told that the workers out on the oil rigs surrounding the this side of the oil leak, they weren't allowed to wear any sort of respirators or protect themselves. And yet, of course, we're told, that certainly the level of toxic gases in that area is very high, and that this core exit, apparently, with the fumes from that were intolerable. And yet, have you heard anything at all about the people weren't working out there in the Gulf, weren't allowed to wear any protection?
Yeah, well, absolutely. In fact, the second article in the series I'm doing on this is on the health impacts, is being published first today in the Huffington Post. But that's, this is all absolutely true. In fact, BP made it very clear to all its employees and all the subcontractors, anybody working in any capacity down there along the Gulf that you could wear respirators, and you certainly needed to, but if you did wear a respirator, then you would be terminated immediately. So if you wanted to work, you couldn't wear one, and the conditions clearly dictated for health reasons you absolutely needed to be wearing one. As recently as last Friday, Dr. Kathy Burns, who's in Boston and a toxicologist, she worked for the EPA for 13 years. Kathy called me to tell me last Friday that there were a captain and his crew who had been working out on the water, and this gentleman had called her, and he was coughing and passing blood. He was hemorrhaging internally, and he didn't have any idea what to do. And, of course, she told him, you need to get to emergency room right away. Now, what's really interesting about that is that that's not really indicative of corrects at 9,500. That's actually indicative of 9,527, which is high, which is much more toxic and theoretically was not being used down in the Gulf. So the evidence once again points to a lack of transparency on the part of BP and the federal government in terms of what's actually being done down in the Gulf.
Well, certainly we'd heard stories that the EPA had told the BP they couldn't use this Corex. It was just too toxic. It's been banned over in Great Britain. So why were they using it, and why was it so important that they disperse this? Why didn't they just let the oil float to the surface and either burn it or certainly scoop it up where they have the facilities for doing that?
Well, actually, you'd have a hard time finding another country that would let you use Corexit at all, much less on the scale that it's been done here, which is absolutely unprecedented. And the EPA initially did say, no, you can't do this. And then they backed off of that, and the Coast Guard has been helping deploy it with C-130s. Generally, there's been three flying every night, putting this stuff out over the water. And it's the Coast Guard that has given BP a waiver to use this stuff on a daily basis for I don't even know how many days running now. It's over 100. But
are they still using it?
Yes, they're still using it this time. And the reason there's another response, but the simple reason why they're using it is their theory all along with this operation has been out of sight, out of mind. And what the Corexit does is it mixes with the oil and breaks it down so that it drops below the surface and you cannot see the oil. The ocean takes on a really nasty green color. It doesn't look normal, but from the air, it looks better than when you have crude floating around. So the toxic dispersant breaks it down, takes it below the water. Of course, there's several larger problems that are created by its use. You have both the crude and the dispersant evaporating into the atmosphere and then moving on shore with air circulation and then coming back down in precipitation. And then it also defeats any booming operations that were deployed. I'm sure you saw the pretty pictures of all the boom laying around the Gulf to collect oil. Well, that only works when you don't have dispersant in the water. Once you put the dispersant on the crude, then it simply flows under or above the boom, and the boom is totally ineffective. So, you know, basically you had one big dog and pony show, and for the most part, the media bought into it, and they put the pictures out, and then they got the thing capped. So as far as most people are concerned, just watching the media, the problem solved.
Well, because, you know, we're being told, oh, shucks, we don't know what happened to all that oil. It just all disappeared. Well, they know what happened to the oil.
They don't know. They have no idea. The scientists are trying to get down there and figure out how much there is, but there's large plumes underwater. They've gone to great lengths to cover all of this up. I mean, every federal agency that's been involved has obviously had marching orders. The EPA, I allude to it in my article today, a senior official, several in the EPA, have been leaking information over the past couple of months, and the morale inside the EPA at this point is said to be lower than it was during Bush-Cheney, which is a pretty strong statement to make, because after Barack Obama was elected, there was this feeling that the agency could finally get back to doing some of the work that it was mandated to do. Well, that has not turned out to be the case, and in fact, after the BP spill, there's a great deal of frustration at every level in the EPA because Lisa Jackson, and this is a quote, is clearly lying, and she has issued a hold litigation directive that no action be taken against BP.
Well, so, because BP is a trilateral organization, and the Trilateral Commission controls Barack Obama. 12 other people hold most of the key positions in the Obama administration. So they're all in this together. BP is, as Peter Sutherland, the former CEO of BP, was Trilateral Commission. So basically, you know, we've got this little cabal that's running everything. Well, basically, what's happening as far as the health of the people on shore? Are the people
on
shore?
Well, that's the central thrust of the article that I'm publishing today. There's a lot of very, very sick people along the Gulf Coast. No one knows how high the number is, but basically you have probably the largest scale experiment on the civilian population in this country that's ever been conducted without their knowledge or consent. And one young lady who has been working aggressively to try to get doctors down there and help for the people, who's extremely ill herself. She estimates from talking to pharmacies and informal polls that probably at least half the population along the Mississippi, Alabama, parts of Florida coast, and Louisiana, and certainly everyone virtually who's been out working on the water and exposed in close quarters with the dispersants and the crew, that probably around half these people are sick, and they don't, in some cases, they don't realize it. They certainly don't know exactly what to attribute it to, because a lot of the symptoms are similar to a good case of the flu, chest congestion, runny nose, headaches, vomiting. But it can lead to, obviously, long-term, a lot of these things are just carcinogens. And the doctors down there simply have no idea how to deal with this. So,
well, there really is no way to deal with this. You get this into your lungs, and you've had it. It's like the people who worked on the pile back in at 9/11. You know, they were out there told, "Oh, EPA tells them there's nothing to worry about. Go ahead." Thousands of them are permanently injured, and you know, I don't know how many have already died, and the government's not going to give them any compensation, and they were assured nothing to worry about. You just go right ahead and work there. And
well, there's a lot of parallels to Exxon Valdez here. And Dr. Ricky Ott, who has been doing a lot of work on this, and I spent quite a bit of time with her down on the coast together. You know, I think there were very few, if any, workers up that cleaned up the Exxon Valdez mess or tried to clean it up. Very few, if any, of those people live past the age of 51. This stuff is deadly. It kills people. It kills any living organism it comes in contact with. And that the federal government has allowed them to use this along the entire Gulf Coast of the United States and pretending that it doesn't have any harmful impacts and encouraging people to get near it in the water on the beaches in order to shield BP from liability by keeping those beaches open, which is probably the biggest crime of all.
Well,
they didn't want to close those beaches because that obviously means BP has a harder time making the case that, well, the beaches were open. It's not our fault. We shouldn't have to be liable for that. You know,
Valdez. Did most of the people who worked on the Valdez cleanup, most of them passed away?
Yes, by the age of 51.
You know, it's so interesting. I was doing a program on another radio station not too long ago. Some guy called in, and he said he worked with these pesticides all the time, and there was nothing to worry about, and certainly there was no increase of, of death among people who worked with these toxic chemicals. And then he pooed the idea about the Valdez oil leak. He said, why, both Sarah Palin and her husband worked on that, and both of them are healthy. Well, gee, what am I to say? I don't know anything about the subject.
After the program, I found
Sarah Palin's husband was working on the North Slope, and Sarah Palin didn't go down. So they're actually, they got their agents out there putting out information on talk show radio programs that is frankly fraudulent. If you don't know the answer to it, you're going to get in real trouble. But I've read a number of places that the people who worked on the Valdez oil cleanup, most of them died at a very young age. So I fear we're going to see the same thing down along the Gulf, don't you?
It's certainly all the indications are that the answer to that is yes. But, you know, basically what these dispersants are, it's not like dishwashing soap, which is the analogy that's used a lot. They act something like dishwashing soap does in your sink, but what they really are industrial solvents. So if you go down to your hardware store or your paint store, pick up a can of industrial solvents and read what's in there and read the warnings, and then tell me, do you want to be breathing this stuff every day without your consent? Because that's exactly what's going on.
And this is the tragedy, and most people have very little idea what's really going on. Well, certainly, basically now we're told, well, it's all over now. BP's done what it's supposed to. It's put aside some money, maybe going to be $20 billion or so to pay compensation. But are the people down there who are asking for compensation getting anything at all?
BP so far has made very little. They paid very, very few claims. So I think the answer to that is basically no.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment. Jerry Cope, if you have a question, give us a call. American Freedom Network.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Jerry Copeland. He was down there, certainly on the Gulf, at the Gulf there in Orange Beach and the other places, talking to people. Jerry, do you have any sort of a website or any information you'd like to get out about your work?
Well, now, if you go to Huffington Post and just search my name, you'll see the first article, or if you go to the oil spill page, you'll see it. But if you just search at Huffington Post for Jerry Cope, or at this point, if you just Google my name, you'll pull up the articles, and the articles contain links which lead you to different health organizations that are attempting to help people along the coast, and some different groups that are involved in trying to get some resources down there for these people in order to better deal with the situation. And I have a lot of interviews, firsthand accounts, both on, you know, people regarding the death of marine life, wildlife, and then the one that's going up today on the health impacts, and some interviews with people down there that are have been directly affected by this and what their experiences are.
Well, our telephone number, if you have a question, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Several questions rise. First one is, I don't understand how it could be that BP, you know, if they were able to put a cap on that, you know, about 90 days into the into this whole tragedy, why couldn't they put the cap on initially? I mean, that just didn't make any sense. I mean, obviously, they know what to do. They would not be doing this. Multi-billion-dollar company. They've got engineers. If they could put a cap on 90 days into it, why couldn't they put a cap on very early?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, do you have any question, any suggestion? Why were they intentionally trying to create this whole debacle? Certainly they must have known how to do this, 3 months earlier.
Well, they had more than, this gets really complicated, and it gets into areas where we are still trying to get some firsthand accounts. What I can tell you about that is that when this incident first occurred, it started in February, is when they knew there was a problem, and that's when the White House was first alerted that there was something going wrong down in the Gulf. So it didn't happen as late as things were going wrong far earlier. And what they did was nobody wanted to proceed with this project. Even Halliburton thought this was a terrible idea and tried to nix it. In fact, when it did go ahead, Halliburton, the first thing they did was buy the largest oil spill cleanup corporation in the world. No one had operated at those depths and those pressures, given the geology of that particular canyon, Mississippi 252 in the Gulf. And no, I'm convinced personally that there was one person at BP who thought that this was worth doing, and he pushed it through over everyone's objections. But anyway, things went wrong very early, and after it blew out altogether, they brought over the Russian Mir submarine, which has the ability to go really deep, and it was the only one they could get over on short order. And a close friend of mine in California, who deals a lot with submarines and deep ocean photography, spoke to one of the Russians who was on the sub, and he's actually the guy who has used nuclear explosives to seal these types of situations in Russia before. And when he went down and looked at the ocean floor, he described it. He said that the whole thing had been shattered like the windshield on your car. So the problem that they have that continues, and apparently at this point they're willing to just let this go because there's no real solution to it, is they ruptured the canyon. They fractured it at distant locations from the actual source. So you have at least 7 tremendous methane flares coming up out of the ocean floor in the Gulf of Mexico, some as far as 60, 70 miles away from the source. And these continue to rupture, and that's why they could never get the pressure on the wellhead when they capped it above 6,800 PSI, when it should have gone up in the range of 100,000. They couldn't get it higher because the pressure's being relieved at a bunch of points distant from that particular source. So there is no way that it's ever going to achieve 100,000 PSI again. But the entire situation was basically out of control, and the reason they couldn't cap it is because they had no idea how to fix the problem that they had created. And what happened was, and I haven't got anybody to go on the record yet, but we know for certain that it got so out of control that one of the first things the federal government did was they initiated a series of protocols. They activated NORTHCOM, SOUTHCOM. They moved troops down to Costa Rica, and they activated troops in Canada. And the governor of Texas actually signed an agreement so that these troops could come down to the Gulf Coast. And they tested. It's not really, it's kind of a hybrid between a nuclear bomb and EMP. But they moved 4 nuclear devices into the Gulf before they succeeded in capping it. And from all appearances, they were ready to go ahead if they got a hurricane. They were going to go ahead and explode one of those, hopefully at the right depth, and permanently seal, fuse the earth shut down below the wellhead and actually put an end to the spill. There's several problems with that. Obviously, a lot of people are going to be very upset if the U.S. government explodes a nuclear weapon underneath the Gulf of Mexico. The second problem is BP loses its total investment at that point. There's no way they can recover the oil that's still left down under the ocean floor. And the third thing is they never got a hurricane, which would have allowed them to do that. There's no way to hide it. The seismic activity would show up all over the world. But that was the plan. It never came to fruition, I think, because the cap got on and the media bought off and everybody was happy with those pictures. And politically, it would have been suicide for the Obama administration. So that was a last-ditch scenario. But I think what it illustrates more than anything else is how incompetent and out of control this whole operation was, and the insanity of people going in and trying to extract oil from areas where they have no idea what they're doing and they don't have the ability or the technology yet to do this safely.
I know. Apparently the Russians had 5 wells that had done pretty much the same thing, and they used devices on all 5 of them, and 4 times it worked and 1 time it didn't, and the last one just kept burning out for 6 or 7 years before it
finally,
you heard the story? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's my understanding, and it's not without a high degree of risk, obviously, and if it does go bad, you've got a far worse situation than you had before, and no way at all to contain it. So That option is not without serious potential problems.
That's right. Well, we've got a caller. Let's see who's on the line. Who's calling in?
Good morning. This is Rick from Colorado.
You hang on. We'll be with you as soon as we get through the break.
Okay.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation.
The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we do have a caller. Who's on the line?
Yeah, this is Rick from Colorado.
Yo, go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, actually, I have relatives that live down along the Gulf Coast, and I'm being told that they are indeed handing out the money, but it's more along the lines of they're paying off the municipalities with it, you know, the typical payroll of stuff where, you know, the politicians that have a boat or two out there, or, you know, business that they claim is affected, they're getting the money, but the other people are not. It's basically being used as a hush money fund, basically, to, you know, to keep these municipalities from, keep them cooperating is the way I should put it.
Okay, in other words, your relatives haven't gotten any money. Have they been injured at all, though? I mean, do they have any real claim?
Well, they're shrimpers, yeah. So, yeah, they, you know, they were told to stay out. They couldn't go out and do their trade. And you know how small towns are. If anything's going on, everybody else knows about it. And like you said, they were the people.
Okay, fine. Well, I appreciate so much you calling. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
No, I just was hoping he might have some information on that.
All right, fine. Do you have any thoughts at all about that, Jerry?
Well, I think he's absolutely right. The only people that BP has been generous with to any degree is are certainly the politicians, law enforcement, state and local officials. They've done everything they could to make those guys happy and get them on their side. And, you know, they have hired off and on a rotating basis just about anybody who was down there and was involved in the fishing industry, in some cases pleasure boat captains and those guys. And they paid them fairly well for short periods of time. Like, generally speaking, for an average size vessel, you know, it's somewhere around $1,500 to $3,000 a day. And most of these guys, obviously, they have no work, they have no source of income. I mean, economically, it's a disaster down there, and they have no choice but to take the work while they can. Even if they're, you know, I don't even know what word to use in terms of their opinion of British Petroleum. But, yeah, I mean, he's absolutely right. They've done everything they could to try and keep people quiet and passive. But it's obviously not going to be enough. And they're bailing as soon as they can. And, you know, the economic devastation down there, people are already leaving, businesses are closing. it's going to get really ugly over the winter months because they have no nest egg. I mean, the coast down there, these resort communities basically have 3 months a year to make their annual revenue, and it has to see them through the next 9 months. And this year, they have nothing.
Well, it's really a great human tragedy, and not only that, but it sounds like it's going to really devastate as far as the fisheries, the shrimp, the crabs, all those things. What about now? Certainly the government has said, well, now it's perfectly safe to go fishing, and they've opened up 500,000 acres or miles, I don't know. But anyway, they've opened up the area all along the Florida, I guess the Alabama coast. What about the shellfish? What about the things? Are they going to be contaminated by this core exit?
The answer is yes. I mean, the oyster beds along Louisiana are dead and dying or already gone. Most of the fishermen who are bringing in catch are not putting it on the market because they don't think it's safe to eat. Tulane University just did a study on blue crabs, and they're toxic. You can't eat these things. Their internal organs are all screwed up. There's quite a bit of information on that that's been released. I think the more disturbing thing in terms of what these fishermen are seeing, the commercial guys, is that the oil and the dispersant mixture is interfering with reproduction. So it appears like the oysters, the crabs, all of the marine life is unable, the young are unable to survive in these conditions, so that, it's all going to basically hell in a handbasket. And,
well, I mean, this is just going to destroy the fishing industry down there, maybe for an indefinite period of time. We don't know how long it'll take for it to come back again, but I certainly wouldn't want to eat any oysters or crabs or anything that came out of that soup. And I don't think that the fishermen feel good about it either.
Well, the ones I've talked to certainly don't. It's a terrible situation, and I don't know how you correct it at this point. The decision to cover it up as opposed to doing something about it was probably one of the greatest crimes ever committed by our government against its own people. And until it comes to light and the problem is acknowledged, I don't think there's any way you can begin to address any of these issues.
And the thing is, they didn't have to use the dispersant. They could have just left the oil there, scooped it up. They could have brought in ships and filtered the water and got the oil out. And instead of that, they poured the poisons into the Gulf with disastrous consequences. Well, we're just about out of time. We've got about... What's your parting thought for our listeners this morning, Jerry?
I think a parting thought is, in order for a democracy like the United States to survive and to flourish, there has to be transparency on the part of the government, and it's incumbent on all of us as citizens to be informed and to pay attention and to be active in our government and in our affairs, and to have some concern for our other citizens, because it affects all of us in one way or another, and we need to take an active interest in what's going on in the world and in our country, and ensure that the United States is here for our children and our grandchildren, and that the values that made our country great are adhered to and not simply washed aside and to serve a corporate interest.
Amen to that. And, of course, the EPA has been lying to the people there. They've allowed them to use this poisonous substance down there, a poisonous substance which British Petroleum couldn't use over in Great Britain, but it's all right to use on the American people. I wonder who's looking after the American people. God bless, Jerry. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for being with us.
We the
people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Jerry. I'm concerned about his pneumonitis because many times these chemical inflammations of the lung you get just last on and do not get better. But certainly we've not been told the truth about this, and certainly the EPA knows that these are toxic substances, and yet, of course, the people out there working on the cleanup have not allowed to be wearing any sort of a protection. And it's just like what happened to the people who worked on the 911 disaster. They were left there to have their health destroyed. And people say, well, it was just a mistake. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with evil people. They are destroying the lives of our children by giving them vaccines that contain mercury, and that is in the influenza vaccine. Oh, they took the mercury out of the vaccines, of the childhood vaccines, but they mandated that children be given vaccines that contain mercury. And that was the influenza vaccine never should be given to children. The mercury is toxic. It destroys their fertility. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. That's why we're injecting all those little black children over in Africa with childhood vaccines that do contain mercury. Oh, we took it out of the childhood vaccines in America, but we left it in the vaccines to be given to the little black and brown children. Why? Because it destroys fertility. We're dealing with organized evil. If you have not yet heard or seen the DVD, Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda comes with a free CD-ROM with several thousand pages of scientific studies showing that they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. We have the Simpson Wood Report, the top secret CDC report. Why would the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, have a top secret report? Why? Because they don't want you to know that they know they're poisoning their children. And they're wondering how they're going to keep you from finding out. The Simpson Wood Report, it's available from Radio Liberty. The National Security Study Memorandum, 200 to several hundred pages, came out in 1974, top secret, over the signature of Henry Kissinger. The major thrust of American foreign policy and domestic policy is population control. There are too many people in the world, and we're just going to kill them off. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are deadly serious, and they create wars and revolutions, and certainly they plan to markedly decrease the population of the world. If you haven't heard my talk on planned population reduction, on Nunder Collet genocide, or on population control, you need to get the information. You can go on the Internet, and you can get my treatise, Population Reduction Agenda, the population the population control agenda. The population control agenda. It's available on the internet, or if you get anything from us, you can get a free copy. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll understand the Luciferian forces that are directing American policy today. We have an invisible government. That's what you must understand. I support my government. I don't support the Luciferian government. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget the all-day conference on October 17th here in the North Shore of the Monterey Bay. And if you're going to be able to make it, we've got great speakers coming this year. I'm bringing them from across the country, and you'll find it all day long. You're going to have reservations. So call us at 1-800-544-8927. You'll probably want to get my recent talk on the specter haunting America. The specter haunting America. And it simply gives you the background of why so many people are sick, why so many people have a dementia today, and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and so many children have autism. 1 in 66 boys is autistic. Why don't we find that in the children that don't take the vaccine? Well, we'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch.